he says. Sorry? It's about -20 out here, I'd say, and you just yanked my door open like it's a treasure chest. Best way to break a door handle cable. You want to warm up in my truck, I say. I can call breakdown. He looks out toward my truck, like he's deciding if it's a suitable vehicle to save his life, and I look at him and at the layers of clothes he's entombed himself in. A jacket that must contain 5 or 6 other jackets, judging by its bulk, and blankets over his knees, and thick ski gloves, and I can see 3 hats, all different colors. He coughs and spits, and then says, I'll come over just to warm up, just for a minute. Well, thanks for doing me that favor, Mr. Värmland Charm Champion. I help him out, and he's smaller than me, half a head smaller, and he's about 55. There's a pair of nail scissors on the passenger seat next to a carrier bag full of canisters, and there's a bag of dry dog food in the footwell. He locks his Volvo like there are gangs of Swedes out there just waiting to steal his broken-down piece of shit car, and then he trudges over to my pickup truck. Japanese, he says, opening the passenger side. I nod and climb in. 10 minutes and I'll be out your hair, he says. What's your name? He coughs. Andersson. Well, Mr. Andersson, I'm Tuva Modison. Nice to meet you. We look out of the windscreen for a while, side by side, not talking, just staring at the white of Gavrik Kommun. Looks like one of those lucky blanks you get in a game of Scrabble. You that one that writes stories in the newspaper, he says. I am. Best be heading back to my car now. If you go out there again, you're going to end up dead. Let me drive you into town. Your car will be fine. He looks at me like I'm 9 years old. I've driven more tough winters than you've had hot lunches. What the hell does that even mean? And I can tell you, he says, rubbing his nose on his coat sleeve, this ain't nothing. -20, maybe 22, it ain't nothing. Anyhows, I texted my middle boy 3 hours ago, told him my location, and when he's done up at the pulp mill, he'll come and pick me up. You think I ain't spent time in ditches in winter? Fine, go, I say, pausing for him to think. But I'll call the police, and then Constable Tord'll have to come by and pick you up. How about we save him the bother? Mr. Andersson sighs and chews his lower lip. The ice on his face is thawing, and now he just looks flushed and gaunt and a little tired. You're gonna be the one driving, he says. I sigh laugh. He sniffs and wipes the thawed snot from his mustache whiskers. Guess I don't got much choice. I start the engine and turn on both heated seats. As we pass his frozen Volvo, he looks mournfully out the window, like he's leaving the love of his life on some movie railway platform. Why don't you buy Swedish? He asks. You don't like my Hilux? Ain't Swedish. But it goes. We drive on, and then he starts squirming in his seat like he's dropped something. My seat hot, he says. You want me to switch it down a notch? Want you to switch the damn thing off, 'cause I feel like I peed my pants over here. He looks disgusted. Goddamn Japanese think of everything. Okay, so I've got a racist boar for a passenger, but it's only 20 minutes into Gavrik town. It's never the cute, funny, smart people who need picking up, now is it? Where do you want dropping off, Mr. Andersson? Where do you live? Just drop me by the factory. You work there? Could say that. Senior janitor. 33 years next June. I pull a lever and spray my windscreen, and the smell of chemical antifreeze wafts back through the heating vents. How many janitors they got up there? I ask. Just got me. You get free licorice? I ain't got none, so don't go asking. I'm the janitor, and that's it. I drive up to an intersection where the road cuts a cross-country ski trail marked with plastic yellow sticks.